Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Matt Dove. We've reached the end of the regular season. Wolverines went 8-14 here in the regular season as they get set for a first round playoff matchup with South Hamilton here on Saturday night. But coach, before we head to that game, let's just talk about the last week of the regular season here. Going back to Thursday night, 40-27 win at home over Sumner Fredericksburg. Looks like a really strong start, especially on the defensive end, holding those guys to just 3 points in the first quarter. Tell me about this one from your perspective and how you were able to close the regular season with a win.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. Always great to get a win on senior night. That first quarter, thought we came out defensively really engaged in what we were trying to do. And then offensively did a pretty good job taking care of the ball, trying to get the best shot that we could get. Our press was really good there in the first quarter. Got us out to the start that we wanted. And then, looking at the rest of the game, scoring wise was pretty even. Sumner is a team that I think is very similar to us. I mean, they've only gotten better as the year has gone along, and they did some really good things defensively. They had some timely shots to kind of keep them in it when, I think we stretched it out to maybe 15, 16 points, and then they'd hit a three or something just to kind of reel it all back in. So I thought our girls handled the situation well down the stretch. We in the second half, they're really trying to have long possessions where we could get the best shot that we could get. Trying not to take, a long three in the first, 10 seconds of a possession, and give it right back to them. So, credit to our kids, a couple weeks ago, that was something that we kind of, we stressed that we needed to be better at understanding the situation of the games, and how to, when you have a lead, how to play with a lead. And I thought we did a good job of trying to execute our offense and get the best shot we could, and ultimately was able to get a win at the end.
And then back on Tuesday night, it was a 47-38 loss at home against Jessup. That's a team that they won the NICL East, so one of the best teams in the NICL this year. And looks like he kind of hung with them for most of the way. What was the story of this one?
Yeah, Jessup, another really good team in the NICL. They've got three post players that are very good players. The Nesbitt girl, she can do a little bit of everything inside, outside, and just has a real good feel around the basket for how to score the ball. But yeah, our girls did a good job of hanging in there. Just the turnover bug kind of bit us down the stretch, and then we got into. I think we were 3 points somewhere along in the fourth quarter, and they just kind of had a hard time putting the ball in the basket after that. But overall, did a pretty good job on some of their key players. But ultimately, their post play was just a little too much for us to handle. But we had some girls play pretty well. Peyton Foster again had a good game, 16 points, and the Kayla Meester got up in double digits too. So the last few games, she's been scoring right around 9, 8, 10 points for us. So that was good to see. And then just Sylvie and Riley, just and Maddie all night working down low, doing the best they could to hold those three bigs the best they could. But yeah, ultimately, just a few too many turnovers and not enough baskets at the end is kind of what got us.
And looking back at this regular season as a whole here, again, 8-14, knew it was going to be kind of a rebuilding season. But your team, while you did have some tough times, you had some, pretty big wins for the program as well. I know the Hudson game was pretty significant for you guys. Just name one of the wins that you guys had. But what kind of comes to mind when you think back on this regular season, just as a whole?
Yeah, you think about where you started and where you're at now. I think what sticks out to me is just the mentality that our girls had. I mean, at the beginning of the year, there were some kind of rougher games, some times where we didn't look very good, and it had been pretty easy for our girls to just hang their heads and just kind of go with the mentality that this is how it's going to be. I think our kids did a phenomenal job of just sticking to kind of the process that we had in place, just understanding that, okay, we're not necessarily going to worry about the scoreboard every night. We're not even really going to worry about our record all that much. We're just going to worry about day by day trying to improve on some of these things that we think we can improve on. And I credit our seniors a lot for helping us stay the course in regards to that. They've always had positive attitudes in the locker room, and you've seen that carry over to the practice floor. And it's rubbed off on some of our young kids too. You know, we played three sophomores this year that, you know, Peyton started last year, but Riley and Kaylin, you know, they hardly saw the floor last year. So for them to have to step into completely different roles this year and play, that's a pretty big jump. And that's an even harder jump to make when you don't have good leadership from your seniors and some of your girls that have been in that situation before. So, yeah, overall, it's just been, it's been a fun year for me from that aspect, that you come to practice every day knowing, okay, there's work to be done, work to be done. And you're doing it with a group that wants to improve and they're eager to improve. So, you know, like we said last night in the locker room, you know, you work, no matter what your record is, you work all season to improve for this time of the year now. So now is when you want to try and go put it all together the best you can. And we're hoping to get that started tomorrow.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Matt Dove. Back on the Coach's Corner with Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Matt Dove, the Wolverines will host South Hamilton here in the first round of the Class 2A postseason. When it comes to scouting these guys and getting ready for this matchup, what's this one looking like for you guys here coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I think when you look at them on tape, they do a lot of the same things that we like to do. You know, they'll press you a little bit. You know, they'll play man and zone. Just depending on who they're playing against. So we're definitely prepping for all the above there. But, you know, I think a team also, it's kind of similar to us, just have some younger kids that have been playing, gaining experience, but they also play a pretty tough schedule too. So, I mean, you look on there, you see Wes Marshall, you see Roland Story, you know, some pretty strong teams. So, you know, our schedule this week has been a little bit weird with games and then no school. You know, we had to practice early this morning, get a little bit of prep in, and then we'll come in tomorrow morning and try and, you know, tighten a few things up there as well. But, you know, it's just that time of year where you kind of got to be able to roll with the punches a little bit. So our kids have been great. Just, you know, just kind of going with the flow and, you know, excited for one more opportunity to play on our home floor too. You know, that's always exciting. You know, you have senior night, but then any other opportunities after that that you get to play at home, for your kids, for your seniors, for your fans to be able to come out and watch is always exciting. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can put on a good show tomorrow night.
Yeah, and when it comes to getting rolling here in the postseason, what are going to be the biggest X factors for your team here in postseason play? Of course, against South Hamilton, but if you are to make a nice run, especially, you know, with the possibility of going up against a really strong team with Pocahontas area in the next round, what are going to be those biggest factors for your team here in the postseason?
I think the biggest things for us is going to come down to, you know, shot making, turnovers, and rebounds, to be honest with you. I think that's and I know those sound like the low-hanging fruit items that any basketball coach would talk about. But, you know, for us, I feel like when we take care of the basketball, more times than not, we get pretty good shots. Now, do we make all of them? No, not all the time. But when we take care of the ball, we do a good job of attacking the basket and getting the looks that we want to take. And then on the other end, you know, defensively, I've been really pleased with the progress that we've made to this point. I think we do a pretty good job of forcing teams to take tough shots. But we've got to be rock solid when it comes to rebounding the basketball after that. You know, we've played some good teams and done some good things defensively, but if we give them two, three cracks at it every trip they get on the offensive end, then the rest of it really doesn't matter. So I would say those three things are going to be big for us. We've seen a lot of improvement in all those areas. Now we've just got to make sure that we're consistent enough in all those areas to stay competitive and give ourselves a chance.
All right, well, that's about all the time we got, but that's Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Matt Dove. Appreciate the time, and best of luck here in the postseason.
Thank you, John.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.